This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. Here in the heart of the summer as we enter the month of August, this is Jordan Rich along with the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services located in Hingham, Massachusetts, Mark Rolette. And Mark, it's great to see you. You look relaxed.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you too. For
some fun when you have a few minutes with the kids and the dogs and all that. So
yeah, I'm actually taking a week of semi-vacation this week. So I'm down on Martha's Vineyard going fishing with the children and working a little bit.
Well, one of the things we're going to focus on is paying attention to what's happening in your life from a retirement standpoint. But yep. it kind of fits into the whole self-care category. You know, you and I have talked off air about working out and getting enough sleep, and stress is at an enormous level for all of us. Yep. But today, I mean, when people are thinking about their health, which they should primo, they should also be thinking about the health of their portfolio, about risk assessment, about where their taxes stand now that they're, you know, past us, the deadline is past us. So where would you like to begin? What should people be thinking about?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people have obviously already filed their taxes for April 15th, but lots of people waited until, you know, the July 15th deadline, which just passed us. So I guess the reason I bring that up is that people have had their papers out, their money papers, if you will. So it's nothing, no better a time to take a look at what you're doing. And I would say, you know, 50% of the people that I meet in our office already have some formulation of a retirement plan or a retirement strategy in place. And we're just kind of giving it a checkup, if you will. And like you said about taking care of your body, I mean, a little bit of maintenance goes an awful long way on anything, and your retirement plans are no different to that. So I would encourage people as a call to action is take a look at what you've done for retirement strategy and make sure that it's still on point. On point from the perspective of, you know, a number of things. Number one, have you had any big life changes since you did your last retirement checkup or put your retirement strategy together? Life changes like you got married, you got divorced, you have grandchildren that you didn't have before, or you lost a job, or you started a new job. So lots of things might come into play that have impacted your life going forward and your life as you know it now. So I think it's a great time to take a look at retirement plans to see if they're still on track.
Right off the bat, it signals attention to the estate plan, because you, as you say, when grandchildren or even great-grandchildren arrive, that's when you should think about, well, what do I want to leave in a legacy for them? But it's not always about the next generation. It's about this one. Maybe you decided it's time to sell one of your homes or buy a new home on the Cape or something like that. All of these things impact where you are in the retirement game, don't they?
Yeah. I had a conversation with clients yesterday evening that they have a pretty substantial IRA, a pre-tax account, and they don't need it to live on. And their plan was to pass it to their children after they pass away. But you know, part of what we were doing with a checkup was, well, the rule changes, the tax rule changes now from leaving IRA money to the next generation is not as favorable as it was last year. So we're looking at more creative ways for them to pass tax-free money or pass money to the next generation that won't have as much government intervention. So just one example of, you know, a pretty significant, maybe not a life change, but a rule change that was going to impact how they were leaving money. So part of, you know, our holistic approach to retirement planning is kind of turning over every rock and looking at this from the perspective of the big picture, not just, hey, I got a better investment than the other guy. It's what are you trying to do with this money? What has changed maybe in your life in the course of the last, well, lots has changed in everyone's life as a result of the coronavirus. So people are kind of reevaluating what's important to them now. And like you said, you know, maybe they want to leave money to the kids or give money to the kids now and watch them enjoy it, not just leave it to them after they pass away.
You've had an opportunity to talk to so many people, both existing clients and folks who have come to you during this time. And one of the things I'm sure you've been part of these discussions has to do with risk assessment and the amount of risk people are willing to take or willing not to take anymore. Everything's changed in so many parts of our lives. I imagine that's one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, that has been, you know, nobody obviously wants to lose money, but people are willing to take certain amounts of risk when it comes to their investments. You know, it's risk reward. The more risk you take, the more reward potentially you can get. But we have seen a lot of people recently who are just, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm all set and I have enough. Part of our strategy would be making sure that their income need is met first before we move on and start, you know, trying to invest and trying to make as much money as possible. So they're really evaluating that and looking at it from the perspective of, I want to make sure that I'm covered. Because maybe I'm going to lose my job. A lot of our clients are, you know, pretty close to retirement, but not quite ready for retirement. But sometimes you get forced into that situation where, you know, through what's going on in the world now, companies are downsizing and trimming and you know, making as many cuts as they possibly can. And some of those cuts, unfortunately, are actual people who wanted to work for 3 more years and now they haven't got the ability to work.
South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham is not officially affiliated with Marshall Wealth Management, but I think we should talk a little bit about the importance of your connection with Brian Donovan and the fact that if people are anxious to protect and see things grow, there are options. And people have this conception, perhaps, that everything's stagnant. There are movements in the money world right now.
Yeah, Brian and I have had a great relationship for many years. He's extremely sharp individual doing, he's a registered investment advisor because clients want that too. And, you know, he talks to clients all the time about the opportunities to be in there right now. And obviously having a fairly firm grasp on what the general feeling is of what's going to happen, you know, pre and post election this year with regards to the stock market. So yeah, I mean, I don't want people to feel like South Shore Retirement Services is just a kind of a one trick pony, because that's not the case at all. I mean, we want to evaluate everyone and give every potential option to them from an investment standpoint, from a tax standpoint. That's why I have the relationship with the CPA firm that we have in Marshfield. Pick up CPAs to be able to help people navigate, you know, if they're going to do things like Roth conversion of money, to be able to navigate, you know, how what's the most efficient way for them to do that going forward. And that's part of the overall holistic approach to retirement and investments, right?
Today, most people are becoming fully aware of something called telemedicine. I had my annual physical online and I'm in good shape, so I felt comfortable with that. But I just want to suggest that what you're doing is part of that self-care thing. You're offering consultations of all kinds. You know, some of them are totally free and open to newcomers so that people can get that quick check under the hood to see where they are. Because a lot of people just need a baseline if they haven't attended to any of these issues, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people calling in from the radio show or coming to webinars that we give, and they just want to set up a 15-minute phone call. That's mostly what we do, especially in the current environment we are now. And it's really just a checkup. They have a specific question on one particular thing, or they're asking about, you know, whatever the option might have been that they, you know, somebody talks to them about from an investment standpoint. Does it make sense for them to do that? That type of thing. So we would encourage people to pick up the phone and give us a call, set up a 15-minute call. They can do it via our website or email us, whatever way they want, to allow them to, I guess, have questions answered in a non-threatening way. That's the way I wanted to set everything up.
And it's accessibility at the moment. You can make that phone call, and I'll give that number right now, 781-277-4308. Accessibility is very, very close by in the sense that phone calls, Zoom, and social distancing in person if necessary. So I just wanted to make that point clear.
Absolutely, yeah. We have, you know, obviously multiple ways to connect with people, but we want people to be aware and be comfortable that if they do want to come into the office, that we have the ability to meet them in a safe, in a safe place, safe environment.
Absolutely. We're talking about your midsummer checkup. Summer's moving by in its usual quick pace, even though I want it to last forever. But it's a very important time post July 15th tax time to take a look at what's happening, where you stand, why it's important to stay on top of these things. And a lot of people, as we've said in the last couple of weeks, are facing a crossroads with their jobs hanging in the balance, and the idea of going back to work for maybe a year or two all of a sudden isn't quite as positive. So that's another aspect that is bigger than ever right now for people.
We have a lot of people calling us saying, you know, it's not that they've lost their job, it's that the job is now, you know, for example, lots of school teachers, and they're talking about whether they're going to go back into the school or work virtually. And a lot of them are nervous about going back into the schools and for, you know, obvious reasons. So they're looking at it from the perspective of, all right, if I decided to, you know, call it a day now and it's a year or 2 years earlier than I thought, where do I stand? Where am I from an income standpoint? Where am I from a, you know, investment standpoint? And I think a lot of people have really kind of reevaluated where their income needs to be as a result of the coronavirus, because, you know, we've really kind of drilled down on what we actually need versus what we'd like to have. You know, it's not that I'm suggesting that people don't do things that are fun, but you're able to get a better handle on your essential expenses when there's really not as many options out there to go and spend money, right?
And the main point to be made over and over again is it's your goal and the team's goal to ensure that people don't have to worry about that income. They don't have to worry about, you know, obviously the money they are going to need to live comfortably.
Yeah, I think it's,
that's the key.
It's a very enlightening process when people go through and realize how much money their money will actually be able to produce for them in a very safe, methodical, predictable way.
Indeed. There is a webinar coming up this week. You've had several. They've been very successful, highly attended. The nice thing about these webinars is there's no limit. You can bring on as many people as you need to in a Zoom platform. So that's Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. You can go to retiresouthshore.com and link in and get all the details. But what will be covered at that webinar, just for newcomers?
So mostly the premise of that webinar is taxes in retirement, maybe a more creative way of looking at how you would spend down your money in order to make sure that you're minimizing any sort of tax liability. And I don't just mean income taxes and capital gains taxes. I mean anything that's going to penalize you as a result of what money you spend first. So things like, you know, Medicare premiums can potentially go up depending on how much income you have in a given year. Lots of people will look at it from the perspective of, hey, I retired, I got a bunch of cash, I'm going to spend the cash first and not spend my IRA or my 401k. And that might not necessarily make sense. It might make sense to take a little bit of money from each of your various investment pots, if you will, because you're able to avail of, you know, flying under the radar from a very low tax, a marginal tax bracket standpoint. So we're able to help clients simulate that prior to doing it, so they know what the impact's going to be. So that's a lot of the premise of what we talk about in the webinars, to kind of give people a flavor for the types of help strategies and the type of help that we're able to give them.
We have more reassuring conversation after the break that's coming up, but I wanted to remind you about that number that's accessible. And if even calling it now while you're listening to the show live, I know it's a weekend, it's early, but people will definitely get back to you. That is the watchword of South Shore Retirement Services. That number is 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308. Check retiresouthshore.com and stay with us. We've got much more to come with Mark Rolette right after these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
Here's an important message from Mark Rolette, president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham.
The emotions that we've recently experienced will most likely stay with us for a long time. The pandemic was surreal to witness and live through, and it still is. Now, if we haven't learned anything from all of this, then that's just tragic. It's been made very, very clear that we need to protect what we have, and no matter what's around the corner, that you'll have the income to support your lifestyle and your family. Your retirement plan simply cannot be exposed to major losses, and it must work for you as hard as you worked to earn it. I'm Mark Rollett of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Our objective is clear. Nobody should have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And what you have is properly protected.
You can get answers to your questions right now. Schedule your free 15-minute consultation. Call 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308, or visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for spending a little time with us on this weekend morning, a beautiful weekend, hopefully for you, and a safe one. I'm Jordan, along with Mark Rollett, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. By the way, if you visit the office, and people are doing that, yes. I don't know of any office that has more PPE, more material in place. You've done a great job protecting everyone, including your staff.
Well, I was fortunate from the very beginning of this pandemic that my brother-in-law is in the PPE business. So we were able to purchase a lot of masks and a lot of the things that were difficult to get at the time. Things are a little easier to get now, but yeah, we're able to maintain a very safe environment for people to come and visit and come and sit and chat if that's what they want to do. But I do have lots of clients and people that we're working with that would rather, you know, continue to be virtual, and that's fine too. And we have, you know, the ability obviously to do Zoom like you and I have been doing for the most part for the last 6 months to make sure that they're still able to address the things that, regardless of what's going on in the world, that still need to be addressed, you know?
Indeed. So we're talking today specifically about the importance of, I'm going to call it, overall self-care. We don't have to lecture you on how important it is to eat well, drink plenty of water, get your rest, enjoy solitude as much as you can, and, you know, keep exercising. That makes sense. But it also makes sense from a financial future in terms of retirement. From the 6 months ago when all this started to today, obviously a ton of stuff has gone on in the world, but a lot of stuff has gone on in our own lives that could affect our financial footing and our financial future. That's why it's so important to have that checkup, have that midsummer test to see where we stand, right?
Well, yeah, I think so much has happened in the world. Obviously, people know that. But you have to look at where you're at from a financial standpoint, and maybe we need to start looking at and considering rebalancing portfolios, trying to give yourself some sort of protection in case, you know, things go in the wrong direction again. And that's a distinct possibility, right? I mean, if you look at the reality of how many people have lost jobs and how many people are not spending money, that the logic of what's going on in the stock market really doesn't make a lot of sense. So I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not predicting the future, but if things go in the wrong direction, you want to make sure that you're protected, or at least a portion of your money is in a position that your income, your day-to-day life is not going to be impacted by something that you have no control over if the market were to go down.
Certainly the election, and again, we never talk politics, we're not going to go there, but certainly the election, which is looming less than 100 days away, yep, is going to be, I'm not going to use that trite expression, the most important one in our lifetime, but for many, it's pretty darn important because it sets the tone, whoever wins and becomes president, it sets the tone for the financial and economic future in terms of what direction we're going in tax-wise and all that.
Yeah, I have a handful of clients that are looking at, you know, selling either positions or selling businesses, and they're looking and waiting for the election to happen, and they're either going to pull the trigger this year if it goes in one direction, or if it, you know, if it goes in the other direction, maybe wait a little while. But you want to, I guess, have all your ducks in a row and know that if you're going to be doing something like this in the near future, that how much is it going to cost me if I do it based on the current tax rules versus if things start to go up? So part of what we would look at is making sure that people know what the hard numbers are.
Hard numbers really matter. And also, as we alluded to in the first segment, the estate plan, and people sometimes hear estate plan and they think it's only for rich people in mansions, but it's everyone. Everyone has an estate, as we've said. And I think it's important to remind people that what you offer is Very clean, very professional service in that area for a pretty astounding price point to help people. Tell us a little bit about the legal help that is available.
Part of, you know, you can have a fabulous retirement strategy, but it can completely go out the window if you don't have the right legal documents in place, if anything potentially could happen to you. So we have, Bill Caldwell and myself have worked together for more than 10 years. He's our in-house attorney. He does a fantastic job building estate plans for anyone and everyone, because everyone has an estate. It doesn't matter whether you're a Rockefeller or not. I mean, you still have an estate. You want it to go to the right people. So we offer low-cost legal planning to people who call in from the radio show or clients of ours. $399 for an entire estate plan for a couple. Two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust. Basically what you would need to put together your estate plan and make sure that the money goes to the people that you want it to go to after you pass away. But even more importantly, that there's people in place to help you should you not pass away, should something happen that you need a power of attorney or you need a healthcare proxy. So I would encourage people, if they don't have their legal documents done, to contact us and we can help them with it. And even if they have their legal documents done and they're a few years old, we're happy to review them. He doesn't charge anything to review the documents. If it ain't broke, we're not going to fix it. I mean, if there's nothing wrong with what you've done, we'll let you know. If there's something that should change from a legal standpoint, then obviously you'd want to make those adjustments. We see lots of clients that have, you know, executors that have now passed away. So the people that are in place aren't even around anymore. So I think it's a smart thing to do as part of your overall summer checkup, is to make sure that your legal house is in order.
There's an old joke George Burns used to say when he was in his 90s, and he would comment that, I still smoke cigars and drink martinis every day. What does your doctor say about that? Nothing, he's dead. That's a joke. No, seriously, though, what you're talking about is so important. The Massachusetts Bar Association, for which I do a nonprofit podcast that goes out regularly, just updated their elder law guide. And basically they're really focusing on the healthcare proxy because of COVID. I mean, for particularly people in the older generation. So it's very, very important. And we mentioned briefly the accounting firm. Let's talk a little bit more about them. Again, they're not officially part of the masthead, but they work very closely with you and they're important now. Are they getting a breather, by the way? Have you been able to talk to them? Have they come up for air after the 15th?
Yes, we've been Pinkham CPA is the firm. And since the 15th, we've been able to have many conference calls and Zoom calls with clients. It was challenging prior to that. But they get a little bit more free time now coming up until October with people who are on extensions. But we've been talking to them with clients a lot with regards to Roth conversions, which is basically converting, you know, your 401k or your IRA account to a Roth IRA, which is a tax-free account. Obviously, you have to pay taxes to do that conversion, but sometimes it makes sense for people. We were speaking last week with clients, and Dave Pinkham was basically simulating for them, all right, if you do this amount, this is how much it's going to cost you. This is how you should fly. You know, don't do more than this dollar amount because you're going to throw yourself into a higher tax bracket for that amount of money. So they've been an invaluable service to us, and we extend that on to our clients as well, because it's part of the overall puzzle, right? I mean, if you can save money on taxes, that's kind of return on your money anyway. So we want to make sure that people have every opportunity to protect, to grow, and to not overpay your taxes. Not that I sound not patriotic. I love this country dearly, but I don't want to pay more taxes than I have to.
No, we have a system set up that allows us to mitigate where our money goes and how to save as much as we can. One of the things before we wrap up is really above and beyond any of the financials, and that's the connection to people. And I know if anyone knows Mark, they understand how much of a people person he is. But have you picked up, I don't know if you majored in or minored in psychology, but have you picked up a new sense of empathy for people that's almost necessary during this period? How has your approach at all changed or adjusted to the COVID crisis, which it is certainly a crisis?
Well, unfortunately, I have lost a couple of clients as a result of COVID. As a human being, you have to look at
you know, what's going on in the world, how scary it is for people that are right in the age demographic of who I work with. And I say to them all the time, I'm like, yeah, if you can wait a year, yeah, you're going to have more money. But is it really that important to you? I mean, you have a wonderful lifestyle. You can cover all of your expenses. You can do everything that you want to do by going now and retiring now and enjoying your life. Why wouldn't you want to do that now? It takes the financial out of the picture. And I've had a lot of, you spoke to my mother-in-law a few weeks ago when they came on the show. And she had a really great point. She's like, you know, she might not have said it on the air, but she said it to me. She's like, it gets to a point where my life is, you know, I'm missing out on life, you know, missing out on the grandchildren, missing out on these things. I don't want to miss out on them anymore. So sometimes it's, you know, the old saying, he died from the cure, not the disease, that, you know, people want to try and get back to life, but you have to do it in a safe way. So, you know, from a money standpoint, we've been trying to, you know, I guess, reassure people that, yeah, if you decide to go a year early and you don't want to continue to work as much as you planned to prior to Corona coming in, you can still afford to do that. And I think that's, you know, the human aspect of it. It's not that I want people to work for the rest of their lives so they can invest the money for the rest of their lives. I want people to enjoy. I want people to spend their money. We've been saying that a lot to clients is, you know, spend the money. You know, you have it, let's spend it. Let's not, you know, stick it under the mattress or try and grow it as much as possible. Let's actually go out and spend it. And if you do that in a controlled way, then you don't have to worry about ever running out of money, but you have it now to enjoy it.
Well, the reason I brought that up is just so you could sort of define what your role is. It's not simply to oversee and take a look at numbers and sharpen the pencil. I mean, that's a big part of it, but it's also being there for people when they're concerned. I mean, and as we've said over and over again, education, or I'll call it data, is power. It's really Absolutely. Empowering to know where you stand, which is why now, as we've made this the theme of today's program, now the checkup, the midsummer look back and the understanding of where we are is a great idea. And it hurts no one. It helps everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would encourage people to reevaluate or at least look at what they've currently done. They don't need to change anything, but make sure that it's still consistent with where they want to be from an investment standpoint, from a timing standpoint. Make sure that everything is being addressed. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to have all of your T's crossed and your I's dotted?
Absolutely. There is, again, a webinar that's available free, and it's open to all on this coming Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. It's all virtual. Go to retiresouthshore.com. Needless to say, you can always call the office to register, 781-277-4308. I'm remiss of not mentioning in this program Carol and Holly, who will probably get angry at me for not. They're absolutely fabulous, the support staff in the office.
They really are. They're you know, one in a million, the two of them, and the relationships that they've built with existing clients, it goes well above and beyond what, you know, you would think our roles would be. They really genuinely care. We, unfortunately, like I said, we've lost a couple of people through the coronavirus, and their spouses are still around. And, you know, how Holly and Carol have dealt and helped these people has been just a complete testament to themselves.
Great team indeed. Well, Mark, I wish you well out in the fishing waters off of Martha's Vineyard. I'm sure daughters are going to do better than you.
Probably.
Outshining you. But have a safe week, and thanks for doing all you do, and we'll continue to update people on how they can protect their income and feel less worry in retirement. That's what it's all about. Thank you, sir.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. for the latest on free seminars. To obtain a report or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.